This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Early voting is underway in the Chicago area. As of Sunday, roughly 7,000 early votes have been cast in Chicago, a significant drop compared with numbers in 2020 and 2016 around this same time. Despite the numbers, Max Bever with the Chicago Board of Elections tells our Reset program that vote-by-mail ballots are streaming in.
We're seeing that vote-by-mail ballots are coming back at a very healthy rate. That puts us ahead of where we were at in 2016.
Two early voting sites are open in Chicago, and Bever says in-person numbers will increase when neighborhood polling spots open Monday across all city wards. Former president and Republican nominee Donald Trump was in Chicago today. Trump lost Illinois in the last two elections. He rarely campaigns here, but he was interviewed today by a business journalist at the Economic Club of Chicago. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos was there and reports some people in the almost entirely white crowd of about 500 laughed when Trump insulted the intelligence of his Democratic rival, Kamala Harris.
I don't think she could pass a cognitive test. I mean, I've watched. I don't think she could pass a cognitive test.
Many people in the crowd applauded Trump repeatedly during the speech. Election day is 3 weeks away. Walgreens plans to close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years as the drugstore chain tries to turn around its struggling business in the U.S. The Deerfield-based company says about 500 store closures will happen in the current fiscal year, and that should immediately help adjusted earnings and free up some cash flow. St. Sabina Catholic Church on Chicago's South Side reopened its food pantry today. That pantry was previously operated by Catholic Charities, and the group closed its operations September 30th. St. Sabina pastor Father Michael Flager said reopening has been a lot of work.
It's like a startup business, raising money, we're trying to hire staff, pay rent. We're just getting the phones put in today. You know, utilities, internet, everything.
Flager says the pantry will be a one-stop shop for food, clothing, and connections to various social services. The Greater Chicago Food Depository and private donations are helping stock the facility. The pantry expects to serve more than 800 people a month. And a wildcat seen wandering in northwest suburban Hoffman Estates over the past few days has been captured. The village police department says the caracal was hiding under a resident's deck and is unharmed. The cat is headed to a sanctuary in Wisconsin that houses large cats and other animals. Weather today, it's windy. You've got showers and thunderstorms, a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly and breezy, some showers and a low in the upper 30s. And then Wednesday, some sunshine, a little warmer, high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.